This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit NestBedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Time now for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep for your mattress, your pillows, your sheets. You go to nestbedding.com or their location in the Bay Area. Mark Kotze, you come back from, I think, a phenomenal road trip. You take 2 out of 3 in Detroit, 2 out of 3 in Texas. How was the flight? How are you guys feeling coming home?
Oh, I think, you know, there's a lot of positive energy coming home. This road trip, like you said, was when we entered it, we were going up against two teams that we knew were playing good baseball. The Tigers were 5-1 when we went into Detroit. And we're able to take 2 or 3 from them. And then obviously the defending World Series champions and the Texas Rangers in our division to go in and be able to come home with 2 wins from that series. You know, it was a really, really good trip.
And what does it say to your guys? And I don't know if you've talked to them yet. I know it's early. You guys just got back. But last year the road was tough. It was tough to win on the road. To start the season out this way, what's the conversations been like?
I think you could say it was tough to win last year, period, right?
And I wasn't going to go there.
Well, I mean, you did in a sense. But hey, you know, the road to go out and just kind of be us as a group, get away from a lot of things, you know, that can be distracting. But to really bond, I think the guys, you know, that first off day, that night we got into Detroit, I know there's guys having dinners together. You know, it's just a way to kind of build that culture and that camaraderie amongst the team. And, you know, you could see that come together. And obviously winning helps that. You know, you win on a travel day, you get on a plane, there's excitement, there's a lot of energy going into Texas that helps. And then coming home, you know, you feel like there's momentum, you feel there's, you know, just an understanding of confidence, which we talked about coming out of spring training that we didn't see initially. In those first, you know, 6 games or so. But, you know, overall, I think in our last 8 games, we've been really competitive. We've played the type of baseball that was of my expectation. And, you know, thus, I think the wins are there.
You know, I talk about it all the time, whether it's on A's Cast Live or it's on the post-game show. We all like to focus on offense, but how you win in sports is your defense and run prevention in baseball. And the number one thing with run prevention is pitching. Your pitching, really, since this month and really since April 3rd, let's start with the starters. The numbers show it. Talk about what you're getting from your starting pitching.
Well, I think, you know, we talked about it in spring training that we targeted these veteran guys to come in here because they know how to manage games. You couldn't have seen it any better if you were watching the game in Texas with Woody on the mound, the bases loaded. You know, I think it was the third inning. And we're down 3, and he gets out of that inning with a 1-2-3 double play. Next guy pops up. So they know how to manage games, and they know, you know, the fact that we're throwing more strikes than we did in April and most of May last year, you can see the results. You can see the confidence. You can see the understanding from the young starters and Boyle and JP, as we saw yesterday. Execution is really important. Stuff, okay, great. But if you can't execute the stuff, it's still going to get hit. And I think you're even seeing that with our young closer in Mason Miller. You know, you can throw it 100, but they can, if it's over the middle of the plate, they're still going to hit it. But he made pitches in Texas these last 2 saves that were really showing us his maturity, his understanding of execution, as well as with his stuff.
I'm glad you say that, because you and I both know we're in a world now where everybody is focusing on spin rates and we're talking about all these different things. It's like, you got to go out there and get outs. I don't care if you throw 70 miles an hour. You got to go get me outs and give me innings. And I like you saying that. It's like, it's great that everybody, we can look at all these different things, but man, you need to go out there and get me outs and perform.
Well, not me, but the team, yes. And they know that. I think they're building that mindset. And I think Woody and Strip have brought that mentality here. You can sense that. You know, obviously both of them have won at the big league level. They don't accept, and nobody has accepted losing. But, you know, these guys have a level of expectation that's higher maybe than what it was last year. And so you can see a culture in the pitching side that they're really building this mindset to just pound the zone and let's see what happens. And, you know, for JP yesterday, you know, carrying a no-hitter into the seventh inning, although he had three leadoff walks, he took care of those walks immediately. He didn't let it get out of control. And he knew that, you know, when you get yourself in trouble, the best thing you can do is get the next out. And so last year, you could see it speed up for him. I think this year, you can see him slowing it down.
What's it like managing a potential no-hitter early in the season?
Yeah, it's very difficult. There was a lot of stress yesterday in the dugout. There's no question. You see the 80-pitch mark in the sixth inning. But you also know, you know, as a hitter, being on the other end of that, you just want that guy out of the game, really. And so, you know, the momentum of the game says something. You know, the feel of the game, you'd like to see it happen, for sure. Everybody would like to see it happen. But it was going to put a lot of stress on JP, probably have more of an impact over the next couple starts for him if we had to take him to that 120-pitch level that it probably would have taken to get a no-hitter. So we were definitely going to stay on top of it. He wanted to go back out for the seventh. There was no question. I mean, he's sailing through those six, and so you give him that opportunity. But the same point with Adolis getting the hit, you don't want him to, you know, be in jeopardy of getting a loss after that type of performance either.
I'm going to knock on whatever I think could potentially be wood here, because last year, talking about your bullpen, it was such a revolving door that kind of stayed away from it at times because it was rough. You right now have statistically one of the best bullpens in baseball. I think the starters going deeper have helped you, but just talk about your entire bullpen because they have performed.
Yeah, no, they really have. And, you know, I think adding these two veteran guys in Austin Adams and TJ McFarland at right before the start of this season, with all the injuries we sustained, you know, giving the bullpen even more experience than maybe what we would have had to start out with has really helped. And these guys, you know, they know there's an understanding of kind of when they're going to pitch and what leverage situation they're going to pitch. It helps when you have Mason Miller on the back end, throwing 103 with a wipeout slider. So, but Austin Adams has, you know, been a guy in the bullpens in his past to do a great job with holding, you know, getting holds and maintaining those. And then you're lining Ursig and Danny up in the situations, hopefully, that they can have success. We saw Lucas yesterday come in throwing 99 miles an hour with a great changeup. So, you know, we're not, like you said, knock on wood, we can continue going forward and continue having success on the mound. You know that you're going to, you know, pitching can't be sustained the way it is right now. You know you're going to have some games where you don't pitch. But, you know, at that point, our offense, we've been able to score enough runs. We haven't really exploded offensively yet. But, again, I think that's, you look up and down the lineup at a lot of the guys that are in there right now and understand that this is their second year or still even – they're still trying to get to 300, 400 at-bats in the big leagues.
Yeah, you've had long guys who are starters like Kyle Muller, Mitch Spence come in and become middle guys and get you innings. It's been really good. And, you know, I think about Danny Jimenez, kind of the luxury that you have, that he has experienced closing games. Because I don't know what the exact plan is for Mason Miller. I don't know if he's going to go 3 days in a row. But right now, Mason Miller went yesterday. If you have a lead today in the ninth inning, will he go? Or what's kind of the early plan for Mason Miller?
The early plan is to play the long game with this kid. You know, we saw the injury happen last season. We shut him down for 6 weeks. We brought him back. We've seen the elbow injuries throughout the game.
Scary.
Yeah. Strider being one who had Tommy John 5 years ago. You know, I can't Bieber, who had an elbow issue last year and was coming back after taking some time off, very similar to Mason. Now he's down. So I think we're playing the long game here. We're not going to try to put a lot of stress. You know, if we pitched him today, it'd be 3 out of 4, which at this point in the season, April 12th, there's really no reason to go 3 out of 4. So we're going to do our best to manage the workload with this kid. We'll eventually get to a back-to-back, but we have to make sure we just understand the stress we're putting on him and keep him healthy, and gives us the best chance at the back end to capture as many wins as possible with him closing it out.
You talk about the offense hasn't clicked yet, so that's kind of good news that your pitching's gotten you to where you are. What needs to get the offense going?
Well, again, I mean, you look at the guys in the lineup up and down. You know, this is Zach's second season. He got off to a slow start. You know, he's starting to now really get his feet on the ground. He's starting to take some really great at-bats. You know, Ryan Noda, second season, they're attacking him in the zone. You know, they're really coming after him. The walks are down. The strikeouts are back up. So, you know, he's going to have to make an adjustment. You look at Lawrence Butler. He had 100 at-bats or something last season. So this is really his rookie year. He's learning himself, you know. So there's still a lot of inexperience in the lineup. The one thing I'm excited about is I think that their mindset is right and that they're just taking the quality at bat. If they just take the quality at bat, we can get into the bullpens where we think we can be successful in certain times and, you know, really just take one at bat at a time.
This is a no-excuse business, but there was a lot of bad mojo in that first home series. Just is what it is with everything going on away from the field, outside the field. Are you hoping that that's kind of gone for the team and now you can get back into a regular home schedule?
Well, I mean, I didn't feel the bad mojo. You know, we didn't play good. So there's always going to be bad mojo when you don't play good. You can't win games when you kick the ball around and lead the league in errors the first 6 games or 7 games.
It's a lot of
errors. So,
yeah.
You know, we've cleaned that up. But in terms of the mojo, obviously with the announcement that this is going to be our final season, you know how bad now. I mean, I've always wanted to win. Now it puts even more of an attitude about winning and making the season memorable. And, you know, I think those guys feel that out there as well. But we're going to do everything in our power to win each game and to, you know, give these fans what they deserve in terms of a season that is the last in Oakland.
Let's end on this. Do you just get that feeling your third year in with this team and this staff? Do you really get that feeling now after the road trip? Yeah, this is a different team. I really feel it.
No, I think there's confidence now. And, you know, I think that this young group needs that. I said that from the beginning of spring training. They need to be confident. They need to know that they can win games like we did yesterday, 1-0, which we haven't had a lot of success with last season. There's a continuity in there, which creates excitement for the future for me. There's a group in there that you can see forming together. We haven't had that. We didn't have that last year. We had guys come in and out. We're always trying to turn the roster over. And I think now there's a group in there that you can see forming an identity for the future, which is exciting.
Did you have a Masters pick?
Unfortunately, yes. And I'm hoping he makes the cut. So I decided to take a flyer in Matsuyama.
Now I'm in a pool. Some of my guys haven't done so hot.
Yeah, I bet. Well, if Scheffler ends up having a baby, then we may have a different outcome.
Great stuff.
All right,
great stuff. That's the Mark Kotze Show right here on A's Cast, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Check them out at nestbedding.com.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.